the lightning and thunder. Those left alive as long as they lived will wonder, was there something that could have been done before nuclear winter blocked out the sun, after the earth that we once knew was blown asunder? At the end of World War III, any pundits who may still be found will have heated debates about how the end came around. Was it the Black Sea blockade, when the rush for the end times was made, or the breaking of promises promised when the wall came down? At the end of World War III, as people look for clean water to drink, as they're dreaming of the days when they had a faucet and sink, wishing they could try again to talk to belligerent men, back when the world was hanging on the brink. At the end of World War III, when everyone has the same thought, is this what imperial intransigence has wrought? Life under occupation, or the end of creation? Decisions that decades of lost opportunities brought. Remaining, wondering how long they'll survive. Too late to question the story of expansion or conquest or glory. No time to rewind from the date Armageddon arrived. At the end of World War III, the end.